Dave Spadaro joined by Brian Baldinger here as we bring you inside the studio at a very excited NovaCare Complex. Brian, everybody looking at Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Playoffs are a fun time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the best time.
Well, it is. I mean, first of all, I mean, it's a different season. So you have the preseason. You have your 16-week regular season. And now you get the postseason. So we're in 12 teams in there, and everything gets ratcheted up. The pressure, the spotlight gets bigger. Everything gets bigger. The teams get better. The competition is better.
Tell me about the Saints. I know about Drew Brees. I know about Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. I know what the numbers say about the defense, and the numbers say that this defense, shockingly, is a pretty darn good one.
And I kept waiting for the first half of the season, Dave, to think that it was just sort of smoke and mirrors. And then you realize that a lot of these guys, Junior Gallette, you know, some of the Cam Jordan, some of these guys are just good players. Can't, you know, a guy like Curtis Lofton was a good fit. You know, the one loss that they've had here 2 weeks ago was Kenny Vaccaro. You know, he was the first safety taken, and he was a difference maker. He did a lot of things. Rob Ryan liked to play three safeties, Dave, and he was a guy that could match up with a key receiver and kind of take them out. They would move Roman Harper around or Malcolm Jennings, and they would do different things. But the loss of Vaccaro defensively, we'll see just how that affects him.
So if you are Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur, what kind of scheme do you want to run?
Well,
here?
I mean, they went after Jeff Heath, you know, against the Cowboys. They benched him during the game.
Right.
You know, they recognized that they got him in space, and he could not hold up. And so a guy like Roman Harper, who wears number 41, he's been in the league a long time, and he's a good player. He's smart. He gets guys lined up. But the further he is away from the line of scrimmage, the less effective he becomes. And so I would expect Chip to look at that going, We can take advantage of this.
And how do you do that? Do you try to get a wide receiver lined up on him?
Well, I mean, recently against safeties that couldn't cover well, we've seen Zach Ertz and Brent Celek have big moments. And so those are the two guys I would expect in some combination, and maybe even James Casey in some situations, where I would expect them to go after Roman Harper and isolate him.
I didn't think the Eagles' offense played at its peak efficiency on Sunday night against the Cowboys. In fact, the Cowboys, with that four-man pressure, I mean, they really won some battles up front. They got the Nick five times. They mixed it up a lot inside. And
well,
do you agree
I think,
with that?
No, I really don't. I think that they had great coverage. The coverage was really good. And there was really, I'm just thinking of separate plays where the play for Shady, he gets knocked down. There's no place to go with the ball. Certain situations, they just took things, certain route combinations that the Eagles have success with, they took it away. But the offensive line, believe it or not, even with the five sacks, I wouldn't put one of the sacks on the line. Not one guy got beat individually. They played very well as a group. They ran a lot of stunts. They passed the stunts very well. I thought the line actually played very, very well.
All right, so how does this Eagles offense get back on track?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, it's at that point in the fourth quarter where they just ran the ball down the Cowboys' throats. I mean, that's, to me, the mentality. Like, you got to have that killer instinct. You're not going to win the game just by running it. You're going to have to take advantage of certain things. And really, Rob Ryan has done a good job of coaching these guys up, creating a scheme for them. They believe in the scheme, but they also have very good individual rushers. But I like my chances with, you know, with Jason Peters and with Lane Johnson on the edges against some pretty good rushers.
On the other side of the ball, I don't know how you cover Jimmy Graham. Has anybody done anything effectively?
Oh,
what have they done?
Yeah, like, you know, the New England Patriots beat him at home this year. And they took Aqib Talib, and he basically punched Jimmy Graham in the mouth the whole game, and they shut him out. You know, and like Belichick said, I don't care who else beats us, this guy's not beating us. Now, I don't know if the Eagles have a player like that. You know, the Jets put a guy, Antonio Allen, on him. They still ended up getting beat, you know, for a long touchdown. But for the most part, they limited their effectiveness. If you can't zone him, they'll kill you in zones. You got to mix it up. But you cannot let this guy have free releases, Dave. And they know it's coming. So they put him in motion, they put him in the slot, they line him up in the backfield, run him out. The offense goes through Jimmy Graham.
Everybody's talking about the cold weather. Here we are again, a cold weather game. A dome team coming into the goal. Do you put any stock in that, Brian?
Yeah, I do. And look, the Saints are very they get very uptight when people say that about them. But there's truth to it, Dave. They haven't won a road playoff game since 2006. They lost five games on the road this year. The numbers aren't even close to what they do inside the dome. However, you can't go in there thinking, okay, they're not a great road team. They're not as efficient. They don't put 40 up on the road. All those things are true. You still have to go play great football because if you break down in coverage the way the Eagles did against the Cowboys in a couple of times, that Gavin Escobar touchdown.
Right.
When you blow an assignment, all right, somebody's supposed to have him and they don't, Drew Brees will always make you pay.
Yeah. How do you see this going Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I'm intrigued because we've got two great play callers who just happen to be the head coaches. So Sean Payton, who is a proven play caller, proven head coach, and Chip Kelly, who's trying to get to that proven state of winning a Super Bowl. That's what he's here for. So I just want to see these two play callers kind of going at it. You believe it or not, in a lot of the route combinations, they kind of look like each other a lot of the times. The way that the wheel routes that the Eagles run, well, the Saints run those wheel routes. Some of the crossing routes and combinations, the Saints do a lot of the same things. The way they spread the field, it's very similar.
It sounds like a lot of points.
That would be my guess, Dave.
Yeah. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, one of our hosts of the Game Plan Show on Eagles Television Network. We thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
I hope so.
After the Eagles beat the Saints right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.